Farmers of winter wheat are busy preparing for planting season, selecting seed varieties, controlling weeds in the field, and lining up fertilizer. One other decision they must make before seeding is whether to apply a fungicidal treatment to the seed. SDSU Extension plant pathologist Emmanuel Biamukama says that decision hinges on the history of the field.
So if you have seen a poor sun establishment, especially in certain areas of the field, maybe low spot areas where there are gaps in the rows, then you may have root rot pathogens, and so you want to think about seed treatments. However, if you haven't had any issues regarding plant stand, then seed treatments may not be that beneficial to you.
He encourages growers to visit with agronomy professionals to gauge the cost and potential benefits of applying a fungicidal seed treatment.
So you have to plan ahead and know the history of your field, and then before you plant, then be able to determine if seed treatment is for you.
Other wheat diseases requiring management before planting include wheat streak mosaic virus, which is spread by the wheat curl mite. For this disease, all weeds and vegetation in a field, called the green bridge, need to be dead and brown for at least 2 weeks prior to planting, eliminating the pathway mites take to the newly emerging wheat. Another virus, called barley yellow dwarf, is spread by aphids. To combat this pest, Biamukama advises delaying planting, resistant cultivars, and the use of an insecticidal seed treatment. Visit iGrow.org for greater details on management of wheat diseases. The Wheat Checkoff supports research combating wheat diseases. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.